Welcome back. Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3. So top three stories, in Atlanta active shooter situation. Former Coast Guard, Coast Guardsman is wanted after killing one individual. Four others are injured in a Midtown shooting in Atlanta. They're still looking for him. They do have him identified. They do not know what his motive was in this situation. So pretty upsetting right there. Then other top three stories. Speaking of manhunts, the Texas manhunt is over. They were able to find the mass shooting suspect hiding in a closet underneath laundry at a relative's house. His partner was also taken into custody for basic obstruction of justice. And Fed has raised the interest. The Federal Reserve has raised the interest rate another quarter of a percentage point. But they signaled they could be ready to pause this increase of the interest rate. You know, when you look at real estate and home prices and home sales nationwide, there has been a decline of home sales. But I kind of look at that like a like you got to look at the big picture. Yes, it's a decline in home sales from last year, but it's still higher. Like the number of home sales is higher than what it was in 2019, 2020, like at the beginning of the pandemic. So it's like it was a decline, yes, but that's of record sales. And so we're still having quite a bit of sales. And of course, real estate's local, so we'll have to find out what it is here. And then I saw two separate reports showing that car sales are going up again. And like there was a little bit of a lull at the end of last year, and now they're already starting to pick back up again, which is causing used car prices to skyrocket once again. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get a traffic update with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3. Go ahead, Gracie.
On I-10, we still have some slowdowns. That's going to be I-10 westbound. We had an accident in between 29 and I-110. It looks like it's improving, but definitely still expect some delays. That's going to be in the westbound direction on I-10, as well as northbound on I-110 and the ramp. See something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So, Anheuser-Busch, who owns Bud Light, they're apparently giving away their distributors free cases of beer after their promotion backlash. We talked about this yesterday. They lost 21% of their sales, up to 26% of their sales, and just since that Dylan Mulvaney ad came out, and it's just absolutely just plummeted. And a lot of people are saying, like, you know, they should have realized that this was going against their target group. But I saw a response to this online, a lot of responses to this online, actually, and saying that they don't believe the numbers. They don't believe that there's been that big of a drop in sales just because they had a transgender, like this transgender push. And basically the comments online were essentially there's not that many people who would be that upset over this. And I'm like, it just reminded me, like, the comments, the nature of the comments reminded me, like, of how many times we've seen, particularly in large metropolitan areas, where they just think everybody thinks like they do in that city. They're like, everybody in this city has no problem with the transgender individual on, you know, promoting Bud Light. And so I doubt that there's many people around the country that think, like, we live in our own little bubble sometimes. And I see this more with liberals who live in big cities than I do with the more rural parts of the country where there's more conservatives. Because I think conservatives, I mean, it's in our face that there's big pockets of liberals in big cities, but it's not in their face of how much of the rest of the country is 180 degrees different in their thinking. And it was, and so you get the backlash, but then you got the people who are surprised at the backlash. And those are the people I'm talking about. The people who are surprised at the backlash. Like, why are you surprised? They're like, 'cause there can't be that many people who are upset about this. I'm like, but there is. It goes back to this. And we had somebody text before, I was saying, when you look at the color-coded map by county of which county voted Republican, which county voted Democrat. You know, so it's blue for Democrat, red for Republican. When you look at it county by county, the country is red. Like, you look at the United States map, and yes, you see blue, but it's a red map with blue highlights. It's not a blue map with red highlights. The country is red. Now, I brought this up before, and somebody said, land doesn't vote. The population centers are heavily Democrat, heavily liberal, and they vote millions more than Republicans do. The populist vote is much more. And they were saying land doesn't vote. And I wanted to address that because land does vote. Studies have shown over and over and over, as you associate with somebody of a specific ideology, and if you're surrounded by people of that same ideology, then you are influenced by that ideology, whatever it might be, religion, politics, fitness and health, whatever it might be, you are influenced by that ideology when you are surrounded by it. You may not be like completely convert over to it, but you're definitely influenced by it. And so in terms of politics, if you move to a liberal center like Miami or New York City or San Francisco, LA, whatever, and all of your associates, all the people you go to church with, you know, all the people you work with have a very liberal mentality, you can't help but be influenced by that mentality. You may not be consider yourself liberal. You may not even don't vote Democrat. But all of a sudden, you're going to start finding yourself like softening on certain areas politically that you used to not be soft on, and vice versa. We've seen people who move to conservative centers, and they're surrounded by people that are conservative, and they start to lean a little bit more conservative. And so, yes, land does vote, actually. And so one of the reasons why those population centers are that way is because they're influencing each other and in their own little bubble, and they're sharing the same stories with one another, and they're not sharing them outside of their bubble. And so they're just kind of reinforcing their own ideology. And so here's the other thing. So one part of it, yes, much of the country is red. Most of the country is red when you look at it land mass wise. But here's the other thing. Even if you just take away land mass and you look at it population wise, prior to the last, I'd say 12 to 16 years, the elections are pretty much 40% conservative, 40% liberal, 20% somewhere in the middle. And that 20% kind of fluctuates. Out of that 20%, you might have 5% who lean a lot more conservative, another 5% who lean a lot more liberal, might be 7% or something like this. But there's a good 10% who just really, truly don't have any kind of lean one way or another. And so, but when you talk to people who are Democrat leaning, they're like, no, most of the country by far, it's not even close, are liberal. And it's like, no, it's actually not true. Not even population wise, it's not true. And they go, well, if you look at the last election, the popular vote, was millions of votes more than the conservative vote was in the popular vote alone. Well, yeah, but in that last election, there was a lot of Republicans who switched parties just because they didn't like Trump. So that, I mean, they just because they voted Democrat doesn't mean that that's how their ideology is. There was a lot of anti-Trump votes last election. And so when you look at the cumulative of the midterm elections and the general elections over the past 16 years, it's about 40% Republican, 40% Democrat, 20% somewhere in the middle. They'll vote whichever way. And so it's not the vast majority of the country is liberal. No, it's actually about even. It was the way it is. There's so much of that landmass that's red. There's enough people in those small little places that it adds up. And so when you have this shock the backlash of Bud Light, it's like, man, we got to get out of our bubble. Just like Bud Light has to get out of their bubble and realize doing a campaign like that. Because here's the thing, too. Here's the craziness about the Bud Light thing. How many liberals do you know sitting at fancy bars or little custom bars in New York City and stuff are drinking Bud Light? They don't drink Bud Light. Zero. Yeah, exactly, Gracie. Zero. Liberals, that's not their drink of choice. And the Bud Light is that's your, hey, let's go get a bud, sit on the back of the truck, and, you know, whatever, right? Like, that's the stereotypical red country American drink, beverage. And they just basically took their typical buyer and went, hey, so we know you guys are like really big into like guns and America and trucks and gun, you know, whatever it might be. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and indoctrinate you a little bit. And that backfired on them. And they went, you know what? There's plenty of other beers out there. I don't need yours. 26% drop in the beer. It's not like Bud Light is like so good. Everybody's like, oh man. As much as I don't like your campaign, I gotta have your drink. I can't find another beer that's better than Bud Light, so I might as well just keep buying it anyway. It's not like it's like that. With I'm using that argument, by the way, because that is kind of the argument I've heard from people about Nike. They're like, I really don't like how woke Nike's been over the past, you know, X number of years, but their shoes are the best for my feet, and they my feet don't hurt when I wear them and blah, blah. So as much as I don't like their wokeness, I got to have their shoes. It's not like that with Bud Light. You're not like, oh, man, don't like how woke they are, but God, man, I can't do without my Bud. Not like that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top Trending News. With Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow moving traffic on I-10 westbound. This is going to be right in between 29 and I-110. We had an accident there earlier that's causing some delays still. Again, that's westbound on I-10, but it's also slowing things down northbound on I-110 as you are getting onto I-10. If you see something else on the roads or you have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you're calling the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
The search is continuing this evening for the suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting in Atlanta. They're hunting for 24-year-old Deion Patterson, who they say is armed and dangerous. One person was killed, four others injured at a medical center in downtown Atlanta. Bond being raised to $7.5 million for Francisco Oropeza, the man accused of shooting and killing five of his neighbors in southeast Texas last week. The Federal Reserve is raising rates by a quarter of a percentage point. This is the 10th rate hike in a row. And finally, Bobby, the younger brother of NFL superstar Patrick Mahomes under arrest today. Jackson Mahomes, the 22-year-old, is facing charges of aggravated sexual battery, this stemming from an alleged encounter with a 40-year-old restaurant owner that he allegedly grabbed around the neck and kissed back in late February. Bobby, I saw a tweet today that said something to the effect of, if Jackson doesn't watch it, he's going to get an ESPN 30 for 30 before Patrick does.
Yeah, that's true. he might be going to jail for this one. It might be just a little bit, but still could be going to jail for it. And yeah, have a 30 for 30. What did you say the bond was for the Texas shooter?
$7.5 million.
Seven. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. I'm surprised they're even allowing a bond for him, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it's pretty steep right there. All right. Coming up here next, we got Bobby's brain teases for you on News Radio 92.3. Here in about a minute, we got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit, and then we'll have your daily dad joke, and today's sign of the apocalypse. Lots of things going on this hour.
And now, what?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The word onesie is actually trademarked by Gerber Company, and they go after companies that use it instead of the generic alternatives like infant body suit. The emergency phone number in South Korea is 112 for a crime, 119 for a fire, 113 if you want to report a spy.
Yes,
You can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute. Let me get your top three stories first, and then we'll get your daily dad joke and today's sign of the apocalypse. So top three stories. There's still an active shooter situation in Atlanta. I was trying to see if it was updated anytime soon, and looks like it's still going on there. This individual killed one individual, and four others are injured. Three are in in critical condition. The suspect has been identified. They brought in more police to try to help find this individual, and they apparently now we find out that he was a former Coast Guardsman, but also has had a history of criminal situations. According to the chief, the suspect carjacked a vehicle before fleeing the scene. Police have recovered that vehicle, though, and they've not been able to find where he is. So, all right. I don't know. This is a tough situation right there. Speaking of manhunts, the Texas manhunt is over as they found the mass shooter suspect in a relative's home in the closet. They also arrested his living girlfriend as well for obstructing justice. And finally, top three stories, the Fed raised the interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point, but they could be ready to pause the increase of the interest rates. Let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
If you're headed westbound on I-10, you can still expect some slow traffic. That's going to be in between 29 and I-110. We had an accident there a good bit ago, and it's still causing slowdowns as you head westbound as well as northbound on I-110 getting on to I-10. If you see something else on the roads causing delays or have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go ahead and talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA playoffs will be tonight at 7 o'clock on TNT. There's only one game on tonight. Got the 76ers playing the Boston Celtics. 76ers lead the series 1-0 in a surprise first game win. You know, the 76ers are away, and they ended up beating Boston without Joel Embiid, the MVP. Well, he'll be part of the series tonight. NHL hockey playoffs are already underway on ESPN. There's a minute left in the first period, and the Carolina Hurricanes have a 2-0 lead over the New Jersey Red Devils. When that game's over, ESPN will have Edmonton playing the Las Vegas Knights. Both of these are the first game of the second round for these teams. Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Padres beat the Reds, the Dodgers beat the Phillies, the Giants beat the Astros, Diamondbacks beat the Rangers, Tigers beat the Mets, and the Tampa Bay Rays are playing right now. They are leading the Pirates 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. The Atlanta Braves are leading the Miami Marlins 8-3 in the bottom of the third, but the Marlins have a man on third base. Tigers are leading the Mets in the second game of their doubleheader 5-1. The Cubs Nationals is tied at 1-1. Cleveland Guardians are beating the Yankees 2-0. White Sox are beating the Twins 3-0. And the Toronto Blue Jays are beating the Boston Red Sox 1-0. Kansas City Royals against the Baltimore Orioles is scoreless at the bottom of the first. That game's on ESPN Plus. And it's scoreless between the Angels and the Cardinals. In sports news, where'd it go? Oh, Patrick Mahomes' brother Jackson Mahomes was arrested and charged with aggravated sexual battery. This is related to an alleged incident in February that was caught on video where he is shown kissing a woman and wrapping his hands around her neck. And not looking good for Jackson. In the meantime, his brother Patrick is going to be part of The Match, the charity golf competition. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. So teammates against teammates, NFL against NBA. Three-time Olympic medalist Tori Bowie has passed away at the age of 32 today. She's a sprinter and long jumper. She won 3 medals in the Rio Olympics of 2016. She was found dead in her home in Florida. The cause is unknown. The Kentucky Derby is coming up Saturday, and Churchill Downs is having to investigate 4 horses that have died at Churchill Downs just recently. And then final, Lionel Messi. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. The soccer player, he's in talks with playing for Saudi Arabia at $400 million per year contract. A $400 million. What? $400 million per year? So he signs a 3-year contract. He's got a $1.2 billion deal. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now by Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get your daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
When we make pizza at home, it's my wife's job to shred the cheese. She's the greatest. Like a greatest. How about this one? What do you call a reluctant potato? A hesitator. Hesitator. Like a tater. All right. Let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
According to the New York Times, a new style trend for dudes is a perm. Yeah, I'm not talking about transgender dudes. I'm talking about dudes. More and more guys are getting perms for their hair. Now, don't get me wrong. If I had hair, no, I still want to do this. No. I was like, if I could just have hair, I will have a perm. I would have a perm if I could just get hair back. No, never mind. I'd rather just be bald. That is, no. Apparently, this took off in Asia with, I guess, K-pop boy bands have started to perm their hair. And, of course, as K-pop does anything, all the younger people want to be like them. And so then they start doing it, too. And next thing you know, and you've got in New York and L.A. and San Francisco and bigger cities, more and more dudes are perming their hair. Apparently, it's a softer perm, though. The curls are bigger than, I don't know, whatever. It's too much. It's too much. Gracie?
I don't like it. And imagine having a boyfriend that you're like, let's go to the beach or let's go to the pool this summer. He's like, I just got a perm. I can't get my hair wet for 24 hours or whatever.
Your guy friend is like, oh, no, I don't want to go to the water park. No, like let's go to Oa. They got this open up. This no, that'll mess up my perm.
The
especially
rain,
especially the indoor park where it's all humid in the there. Rain. No, thank you. Oh, gosh. You're going out. Like, what do you want to do? I'd rather just stay in. I just got my hair permed, and it's really humid outside.
Yeah,
it's gonna totally mess up my perm.
And this thing wasn't cheap.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're like, it wasn't cheap. In the meantime, women are straightening their hair. Dudes are perming their hair. This is the trend. This is what's happening. Oh boy, this is not good. This is not good at all. All right, it's hey now. Somebody says those daily dad jokes were the sign of the apocalypse. I think they're funny. Made me laugh. So yeah, that's funny. I see they're finally getting their hair study results from 1986. Exactly. And then $400 million a year is pocket change for the Saudis still. $400 million per year for a soccer. I mean, Lionel Messi's good, but he's kind of on the end of his career, too. It's not like he's in his prime. He's $400 million a year contract? Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, coming up here next, I do have a couple stories I want to share with you as it pertains to wedding trends and Pornhub. Yeah. I'm going to talk porn, kind of, next on News Radio
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. I-10 westbound still expects some slowdowns. That's going to be in between 29 and I-110 due to an accident we had a good bit ago. So expect some slowdowns there. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads or have details, please give me a call at 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, the search is continuing for the suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting in Atlanta. 24-year-old Deion Patterson is considered armed and dangerous. One person was killed, four others injured in the shooting at a medical center waiting room. The bond raised to $7.5 million for the man accused of shooting and killing five of his neighbors in southeast Texas last week. Francisco Oropeza made his initial appearance in court today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says California Senator Dianne Feinstein could return to the Capitol Hill next week. She's been absent from Capitol Hill since being hospitalized for shingles in late February. Jenny Craig is closing all of its weight loss centers in the U.S. and Canada this week. They'll be closing all locations and moving to an online retailer. And the younger brother of NFL superstar Patrick Mahomes under arrest. Jackson Mahomes arrested today, facing charges of aggravated sexual battery. This regarding an encounter allegedly had with the restaurant owner back in late February. Bobby?
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story, top wedding rules for 2023. Now, I know. And you're like, Bobby, what were you doing reading wedding? I wasn't. I saw this in a show prep sheet, and I was actually just skimming over, like, I don't care about this. And then I saw one of the bullet points, and I was like, wait, let me go back. What did that say? Here's some of the new wedding rules for 2023. Things like no outdoor summer weddings. All right, first, let me preface this. These are some of the wedding rules in order to make your wedding less unbearable. Okay, so I guess, you know, for a lot of people, the weddings are very stressful time and everything like that. And so here's how to make it less stressful. So no outdoor summer weddings. Okay, no engagement parties. What's an engagement party? I don't know what that is. No one needs to walk you down the aisle. Posed photos are over. Dancing is mandatory for everyone able. Wait a minute. Now that seems like it's starting to become stressful for the people coming to the wedding. But here's the reason why I pulled it up, because I saw this. No kids. If kids are needed for the ceremony, a car should be waiting to take them away as soon as the ceremony is done. That's why I saw. I was like, okay, hold on. I got to read this article. It's great. This came from Slate.com. By the way, Utah has a new law that went into effect yesterday that requires people to verify their age before they can watch pornography. So with that, Pornhub is protesting it by blocking their websites, or whoever the parent company is for Pornhub. They're blocking all of their websites in Utah as a retaliation for verifying your age. Are you kidding me with this? They're like, what? If we can't have kids watching our site, no one can watch our sites. Holy cow. Yeah. Their actual argument is if they have to verify the age, then people just go to websites that don't verify the age, and they'll be hurt by it financially.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.